Good evening. Can you hear me now? It's good to be back in these chambers after 3 years. It is. It's good to see some familiar faces. And like Mayor said, Tammy has run a very successful ambassador program that we would like to implement here at Franklin. And so I brought her along here. She so generously donated her time and energy to come and tell us about the program that she's been running. And so I will hand over the microphone to Tammy.
This one's working? Okay, great. Thank you for having me and welcoming me to your chambers. And obviously, I am a big fan of Kayla's playground. I actually volunteered on the playground. It was wonderful to actually go there and just volunteer and not be in charge. So when you're on your own building, you're the coordinator. They're like, Tammy, Shelly. And it's just nice to go and not have to worry about that. So enough about that. It was a very positive experience. So. It's a beautiful playground. Unfortunately, we live in a society where we have to protect our assets. We have to protect our homes, our cars. You know, we leave our cars locked. We leave our homes locked. We have security doorbells now that see people and those kind of things. So the playgrounds such as Kayla's playground and the Kenosha Dream playground, they need to be protected too. And because the community put their blood, sweat, and tears, and there's a lot of money involved in it, it's necessary, unfortunately, because some people do not respect the playground. And so in Kenosha, the list of vandal-like incidences started to grow rather long. And I was under this auspice that the playground wouldn't be vandalized because $1 million was spent on it and 3,000 people put it together, and no one would even think of vandalizing it. And sadly, that was not the case. The playground was vandalized numerous times. The special needs bathroom was vandalized to the point where it needed to be closed and parts had to be ordered and thousands of dollars worth of damage was done inside the bathroom. We do have a security system on the playground. There's a camera which pans the playground, but they did the damage under the pavilion in the opposite direction of where the camera was facing. So to respond to all the vandalism that was going on, I felt that it was necessary to start an ambassador program and get people on the playground. I also wanted the ambassador program to be a teaching opportunity to teach children to play respectfully, safely, and inclusively, because there was also some incidents of bullying, and the children that were being bullied were the children with special needs. And so I kind of came up with a program and structured it in such a way that I reached back out to the volunteers that helped put the playground together, the people that donated, the people that had a vested interest in protecting it. And I decided that I was going to start a training program, and I reached out to our crime prevention officers, who both of them happened to be on my committee, and both of them happened to have volunteered themselves. And so they agreed to help me with the program from the safety point of view, like some of their police training tactics on distance and reading body language and those type of things. So they participated in the training. I held two trainings and opened it up to the community. We advertised via radio, via Facebook, and we also put up some posters in the community. And so the training was structured. It was about an hour and a half training. And I went through what the expectations were, and I also went through the mission statement and why we were doing what we were doing, what the importance of it was. And I was lucky enough to get 3 volunteers actually from our city council who are serving as volunteer ambassadors, so I was really proud of that. And actually one of them is a parks commissioner, so they not only serve our community in that aspect, but now they're also volunteering on the playground. It's 2 hours of their time, and they figured that they could, you know, afford 2 hours of their time. And so after the training was done, and I ran background checks on the individuals who signed up, and they signed off on that. They were aware of it, and we ordered shirts, and we got whistles, and we got uniforms, and we showed up on the playground in these bright, obnoxiously colored T-shirts, and we handed out flyers, we announced it on Facebook, we had an article in the Kenosha News introducing the program, letting the community who we were, what we were doing, and why we were doing it. And it was important for the community to understand that teaching children respect was necessary because of the cost of things. So we thought we would take that opportunity to portray the program in a positive light, as in, you know, vandalism will or will not occur. We may not be there to stop it, but that we were going to go out there and really put forth a positive image. We also wanted the parents to teach their children to come to the people in the t-shirts, in the bright t-shirts, if they fell down, if they were lost. We had, you know, three-year-olds, our playground is 15,000 square feet, would get lost and separated from their mommies. And so I trained my ambassadors to how to talk to the children and say, you know, calm them down, I'll help you find your mommy, I'll help you find your daddy. And so we helped lost children find their families. Sometimes it was grandpa that was lost, it wasn't the child. So we had to help grandpa find the grandchildren going in all different directions. So my ambassadors, who I trained the first year, all came back the second year, and then we got additional volunteers, and then the following year we got even more volunteers. So they sign up for a two-hour shift on an online tool, and the shifts are structured to be noon to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 6, and 6 to 8. And they sign up for their two-hour shift. They come in uniform, they bring their whistles, and they also bring, we were very lucky in our community to get these backpacks donated. And inside the backpacks, I reached out to the community again, and we put some drop boxes out in the community, and they filled it with the items we were looking to stuff the bag with. Band-Aids, we call it hand sanitizer, paper towel, baby wipes, because it got to be after our first year that we looked at, we weren't necessarily always prepared, and we wanted to have our ambassadors be prepared for anything that would come up. If a child came to you and they were bleeding and they needed a Band-Aid or whatever, some of the children are neighborhood children, and they wander over there. They're not there with their parents. So we thought that was a good way to support the children and support the families. We talked to the ambassadors about the importance of sometimes there's parents there who aren't watching their children. They're on their cell phone or they're in a different area. And sometimes if their child is behaving in an unsafe manner, our ambassadors will just politely say, that isn't safe. You know, we want everyone to be safe on the playground. Could you stop doing and whatever they're doing? And most of the kids will respond to it positively, and they'll recognize you as an authority figure, and they'll stop doing what they're doing, and they'll play safely. And safety is a huge issue, and some kids don't understand that they aren't playing safe. They don't look at what they're doing, that they're risking their safety or they're risking the safety of other kids. So if you pointed out, most of the time they comply with that. So we've been very, very successful. Last year we did 278 hours of coverage on the playground. We had somewhat of a small team. We started out with 32, and then someone had a hip surgery, and then someone's mom got sick, and we started, you know, losing some of our health in that aspect because life happened and they needed to do something else. But overall, it's been a very, you know, positive program, and the community has really embraced us. Those of them who can't actually volunteer 2 hours of their time and can't make that two-hour weekly commitment have contributed in other ways. They've contributed to our literacy program, or they've bought supplies for our ambassador kit. So I have had really no negatives necessarily. Our ambassadors are trained in what-if scenarios, and they are clearly clearly understand what their realm is to politely ask children if there is any escalation of any behaviors via parents and or kids, they call the police. And they will not hesitate to call the police if it's a safety issue or if someone is intentionally vandalizing the playground. You know, they have a spray can and they're spraying it or whatever they're doing. So they are very clear in their understanding of what they can enforce. We also have guidelines on the playground, and I always tell them if someone is doing something, you refer back to the guideline sign. They're there, it's on there, it just reinforces what you're doing. And I always tell them, don't apologize for doing the right thing. If you see a child behaving unsafely, if that was your child, use your mom or dad initiative tell them that isn't safe. And most of the kids comply with it. So it's been very positive, and the community has embraced the program. And they're very happy we're there. And once in a while, we'll get an email or we'll get communications of something they saw. So now they're standing up and speaking up. Now, some of them have been empowered to even talk to the kids, even if they're not an ambassador, just because one of us wasn't there at the time. The Kenosha government. This is strictly a volunteer program. I am managing, coordinating the volunteers, and yeah, we're coming up with creative ways to, you know, make it happen. My city government is grateful that we're doing it, and I think part of it is, great, Tammy's taking care of it, and they have representation there, and the police, they're wonderful. I mean, we call them if we need something, and they're really happy we're there because they're spread thin, and they can't concentrate all their efforts and energies on the Dream Playground, so when they get a call there, it's kind of like we're their second set of ears, and they're very appreciative. A good working relationship we have, but they're not supporting the project in any type of formal capacity, I guess I would say.
The town council, we do not have a substantial issue. We have instances primarily in the first year, for whatever reason, we may have some issues with kids picking up the front and the police structure. Now, that kid, he falls and breaks his leg, so be it. You see the other arrow to the left? That's his dad. He walked in there. Back in there, in the blue shirt. In the blue shirt, right there. That's his dad, that's his kid. I'm not ultimately concerned with the kid. I'm concerned with those people. Because they're in love. I've got other images where, and this is on the span of about, this, by the way, for those of you who are interested, this is the south-looking camera. If you look at the upper left,
some of the same pictures in Kenosha of kids on the outside of the structures not being safe.
Well, anyway, you get the idea. Kids climb on everything, which is what kids do. Right? But it was amazing. There was two boys, one on each slide, but there was also about an 8-year-old girl climbing up the slide and standing on top of the slide, reaching up to try to climb on top. Well, it's that.
completely agree. And we did a pilot program last year with the Franklin Public Library, where the children's coordinator came out and read books at a themed program, both in September and October. It was really well received. And I think in collaboration with an ambassador program and also events at the playground that really just promote literacy and just information, I just have a vision that we could partner with the health department and get information out for the community instead of having it just in City Hall. It's a really great portal for some great programming that we can partner with. So, and also put a very positive spin on it, not that we have to be out there, deter some of the behavior that's
my experience, our crime prevention officer said it's a 911 call. It's an emergency call to the playground, because the way our system is set up, the calls go into the same thing. So that was what they suggested, that every call is a 911 call. Don't call the non-emergency.
Right. And it would certainly be the same here, too. So sometimes there can be some delays between the caller and identifying where they are. Should be 911 call. There might be other ways to do that more solidly, more quickly. I guess they would be able to put the police chief in the conversation exactly which number he wants to use and what's the different most good assistance and the proper correct assistance.
And it depends on the that the program has been in operation, we have not had any of those issues. I mean, I can't guarantee there won't be. Funny things happen, but we have not had any complaints about the ambassadors administering aid for children. Actually, a parent called me and said that something happened to her child, and she said she wishes the ambassador would have been there because her child took it upon himself to try to negotiate the situation with an older child, and he came home and said that he was pushed down and this kind of thing. And she's like, oh, she says, I was hoping, I would wish that an ambassador would have been there so my son would have had somebody to go to. Well, it just happened to be at the time her son was there, there wasn't an ambassador, we're not there. You know, it's voluntarily, I can't, you know, say that we're there, but it was an incident that we weren't there. If they see a child in that type of distress, they're going to call for an ambulance, you know, right away. If they were to see any openly signs that that was going on, they're just going to make the call and just probably stay near the child and comfort them and, you know, just maybe make sure that they're in a safe spot. You know, if their child looks like they're about to faint or something like that, they might physically escort them to an area of safety, but they're not going to administer any type of, you know, medical services other than Band-Aids. You know, we're strictly... Our expectations, our guidelines are pretty clear.
Okay. Now, are you connected with the health department with the city of Kenosha, or no? I'm sure that Shelley wants to look at the relationship with the city, you know, the city of Kenosha.
I think that's a great idea. Too, we also have programming at the playground that our ambassadors participate in. We've done things with the library, and we've had some of the state representatives and state senators out there doing a read-a-thon, and so we've expanded some programs similar to what Sean was talking about.
I also totally support this ambassador program for us. I was just wondering, does you get unsolicited support from the police? Do they stop by, like when they're doing job enforcement, and just come in and say hi?
Oh,
for the volunteers?
Absolutely. Our